I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Outdoor News contributing writer Rob Kim says the poor burbot is too long scorned and dismissed as unlovely and unloved. I'll tell you why that's wrong, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
According to Outdoor News contributing writer Rob Kim, the burbot is often lumped in with carp and other rough fish as an undesirable trash fish. Often called an eel pout, the burbot is a member of the freshwater cod family. If you want to catch them right now, you need to focus on the main lake sand and gravel flats and shoreline points that top out at about 15 to 20 feet and break quickly into deep water. These are prime places to start looking for eel pout. Burbot are low light feeders, with prime time being sundown and into the night hours. So get set up in the later afternoon and follow the bite from deep to shallow. Early evening, you may get bites as deep as 60 or 70 feet if you're fishing a lake that is that deep. And by sundown, the best bite is going to be along those sharp breaks and inside turns. The best baits are those phosphorescent glow baits. Just hang a shiner off one of those treble hooks and pound them on the sand. So if you're on a body of water that has eel pout, take advantage of the situation. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.